A friend asked me today what I do when I'm buying a breakout, or how do I buy a breakout, and from two perspectives, from like more of a tactical, exactly what do you do when you're putting your order in, and then more of a bigger picture, when will you buy a breakout versus when will you not buy one? And I think I can answer that. It's always an art form depending on what you're looking at. But for me, the first thing I'll do for the bigger picture is I like divergences. I like when things aren't doing what they're supposed to. So say three instruments are fairly steady and looking potentially bullish and you want to buy a breakout, but one of them maybe gets some news that's not very good, or there's just reason to believe from watching it that it should probably get weaker and instead it starts getting stronger. Oftentimes if I'm bullish, I'll buy a breakout in that product because I feel like people will be stuck short, not really anticipating or arguing with the price action that's happening. So I like it when the price action is defying what it should be doing. So that's one time I'll buy a breakout. One thing I'll say about buying breakouts that doesn't work for me is if you just use technical analysis and buy breakouts on charts, I think you're going to be in for a lot of struggle over a longer period of time. You're going to get constantly chopped out, stopped out. It's going to be coming back a lot because you need more than that. A breakout can be an awesome trade. And the way I think about it is a good spot isn't just a retracement or the bottom of a bar. A good spot is when you buy something and it goes your way and doesn't come back. That's good. So it doesn't matter how you do that. But when you're buying a breakout, it needs to be, you know, some kind of a shift, a catalyst. Something has to happen to change things on top of the fundamental pattern. And that's not always the case in the market, but that's the case for me when I'm doing it, because I've noticed that just technically trading, it doesn't work. For every one you win, you're going to lose one, and you just kind of get shredded up and pay commissions. So I look for something with the news or a catalyst. The other thing in terms of how to execute it on a smaller scale, like putting your orders in, I like using limit orders, but I like when something breaks out maybe and comes back and stops everybody out and then has that next push, I like to buy that next push, either the retest of the failed breakout, because at that point I know that everyone who got in the first wave probably got caught, stopped out. So now if I try it again, it shouldn't really come back a lot more. So I kind of know where I'm wrong right away, and it should retest that area and then go back up. And if it doesn't, then I scrap it and it doesn't work. And even if you miss that area and it goes back to the high, I think you can buy that next high. So I like doing that trade. Quite a bit, actually. That's a trade that I'm, especially with the catalyst present. But I hope that helps a little bit with buying breakouts. I think I probably have more to say about it, but I can't remember right now. And if I do, I'll come back on and just add to this episode.